Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Ready to get rolling. How about you guys?
Yeah, we are. We're just ready to see you roll on Sunday night. Can't wait for the home opener here. Dan, you had the quote of the week this week when you said after the game that you were pissed. My question to you is, are you still pissed, and can you channel that anger? Can the team channel this anger on Sunday night?
Well, I think you better because, you know, if you're going to have those moments, you better take the lessons from it, you know, John. And I think that's, you know, the teacher side of me wants to make sure you do that. We had, you know, kind of had a lot of buildup. We were so ready, so wanted to do right. I was trying to explain it to somebody the other day. It was like, you know, you're getting ready for the Olympics, and you take off, the starting gun sounds, and you hit the first hurdle right off the bat. It was like, man, where did that come from? And so we certainly didn't expect, you know, a performance like that, and we have to. And, yeah, I wish you could be around these players and had seen them on Monday and Tuesday and how much it bothered them, how upset they were that we didn't play like we were capable of, and that's probably why I was so pissed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking to head coach Dan Quinn. Coach, how do you fix the issues at the point of attack in practice?
Well, the good news is we were clear on how to do that. We really lost leverage on the ball, Hugh, and the runs that got outside, you know, went outside. And so you know this as well as anybody, you know, that's leverage, whether it's on the offensive lineman, on the running back, on the tackle. You know, how do you go about doing that? So often when you want to play outside and it bounces outside anyway, how do you maintain your leverage on the ball? And so there were plenty of runs that, you know, look like they normally should in that space. But as you know, when you don't, you know, set the edge and keep the leverage that you need, that's when the explosive plays happen. And so, yeah, we'll work hard at that. We certainly do know how to fix those, and we certainly plan on doing that.
Your first game, head coach Dan Quinn joining us live here. Your first game as defensive coordinator. When you went through the tape and you started to grade players, and it was pretty obvious for us, for example, just watching on television back home, that Grady Jarrett had a pretty good game. When you're looking at your defense, did you see other guys that you thought had pretty good days?
Yeah, and usually when you have a performance where it doesn't go well, you don't feel that way, but you have to go back and look at it. And I thought the interior guys of the front, I thought Davison and Bailey and Grady Jarrett, and I thought you know, Deion Jones was another one that, you know, had really good tackling for his first live tackling in a while. So I thought probably those four to me stood out amongst the others. But, you know, having Davison and Bailey new to the group, it was good to see them in their action with the team. And then I thought 97 was really active. Grady, you know, both in the run game, you know, in the limited times in the pass game as well.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking to head coach, Coach Quinn. Coach, what went into the decision not to start Quadri Allison and Brian Hill or play them?
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's always the hard one because when you have it's a good problem to have when you have, you know, who can be up and who can't. You know, it's hard to get, you know, five halfbacks up, you know, and a fullback and tight end. So that's kind of the part of it that that you don't like because they're definitely capable and ready to do it. So for us, that's, you know, really the only reason it came down to, you know, the roles on the teams and how many snaps we could get them in the game if they are going to be active. So that was the decision there. Nothing more than just, you know, from a number standpoint, Barner's our third back, but also the returner. So, you know, that's where the numbers came out to.
All right, then, Coach, we're moving on from that game. That game is done.
Thank you.
We're moving on from that. we're getting ready for week two. You got the Philadelphia Eagles coming into town. Coach, you saw they was down against the Redskins. They were able to rally and come back. What have you seen from this Philadelphia Eagles team?
You know, an explosive plays. That's what I saw with you. And, you know, you saw the deep shots, you know, that went to Jackson and Sproles. He's quick. He's tough. He made plays, you know, in the run game and the pass game. But I thought, you know, the big shot throws, you know, from Wentz out to Jackson, that was a real factor in this game because that can shift it, you know, with the big plays and the momentum can shift when you're down. I thought that was the thing that, you know, kind of gave them the spark to get back into it. When he got behind, you know, the secondary and they ripped a couple of deep ones, that I thought that was the real factor of them getting back and then ultimately taking over the lead and continuing to roll.
Yeah, to that point, we saw Carson Wentz had to re-image himself, if for no other term, because of his injuries. And Coach Quinn, you know, you're seeing a bit of a different quarterback in Carson Wentz than we saw, you know, maybe as a rookie.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that you can see, and this is a really accurate thrower, and he can really rip it. They get the ball to a number of different players. A tight end's as good as it gets. He can run seam routes. He can break guys off in man-to-man. So him, the running backs, the receivers, you know, they make you defend the whole field. They've got guys that can, you know, get big guys who can get shot plays to get down the field. You know, and Jackson and Jeffries, you know, all the, you know, the size that he has and the catching radius. And then when you throw the tight ends and the running backs in, you know, he's making good decisions on where to go with it. So we'll have our hands full for sure, you know, talented guys at different, you know, places amongst their offense.
We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn of the Atlanta Falcons ahead of Sunday night's home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles that you can listen to live on your home of the Falcons Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the health of your team right now as it stands Sure. Going into this game.
Well, the big injury for us from the game was with Chris Lindstrom, and so he'll get surgery on his foot, and you know, then he'll, I know, just work as hard as he can to get back as fast as he can. We won't know about that for a while, but what I can say about him, he's exactly what I hoped he'd be. And Hugh, you'd like this guy in terms of as a teammate, the effort, the strain, like stepped right in, was never too big, and just kept battling for it. So that's the, you know, a tough blow for us. Why we had a lot, you know, in the free agency and the draft, you know, is to be prepared for moments like this. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we'll do. Gono will be limited a little bit this week. He missed the last week's game due to a, you know, sore back, but, you know, he'll be back working in a limited fashion this week. Don't know his status, you know, heading into the game, but that's the big injury news for us this week.
All right, so
we're fortunate that on the other side, you know, everybody else came through good, but it was a tough one for Chris. He's such a good competitor.
Have you made any decisions yet? You know, we see the depth chart coming out here. You still have the, you know, now that you have to use Brown at one guard, we've settled the guard issue for the moment, not willingly, but that's the way it is. How about right tackle? Have you settled on that?
Well, we're certainly heading down the direction, and I thought Caleb in his first, you know, timeout had done a good job at right tackle. And as he's getting back to where he can get full speed all the time, conditioning reps to it to go, some Brilo will, you know, continue to get some reps there as well. But we're happy with our first game for Caleb. You know, when you have a tough game, you, like you had mentioned earlier, there doesn't feel like a lot of bright spots. But on the offensive line, I thought in his space, you know, we didn't even get to do some of the things that we like to. When you get behind like we did, it turns into, you know, more of a drop back game, and you're on the road going. Like his physicality in the run game, that's a big part of who he is, and we hope to get back on, you know, on schedule, so to speak, for us. We love the balance that goes along with, you know, the runs and the play passes that go with it.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Coach, we were discussing earlier in the show, Hugh and I, with Lane Johnson came out and said, you know, they're preparing for Philadelphia, for the fans in Atlanta to be loud from the jump on Sunday night, considering now the, you know, the already the importance of the game, opening game, and now the added importance of this team. The sense of energy and urgency you saw with the fans of the Vikings in week one, is that something you're hoping to replicate this Sunday night?
We hope so, but in our own way, in our fans and their loud and demeanor. But you can sense already, you know, how that can have an effect on a team, and, you know, dealing with the crowd noise as it goes to and being on silent. So the crowd and is such an important part of this, the energy that they bring to make it difficult to play for the opposing offenses. And then the energy we'll bring for them as well, you know, from the team standpoint, to, you know, have big plays and big moments for them to get, you know, all lit up about. So we can't wait to see them, you know, Sunday night here, and, you know, good kick-ass NFC matchup right off the bat. We can't wait to get rolling.
Coach Quinn, we look forward to the game. We thank you for taking a few minutes and appreciate this. It's Sunday night. It's going to be a big one. Let's hope that it's loud, and let's hope we get that kind of performance that you're hoping for. Thanks.
Yeah, we certainly are as well, and we know what we're capable of. So we're going to work like crazy to make sure we ensure that.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, see you guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.